back here at the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Maybe you're catching the Devil Radio stream at devilradio927.com, or maybe you're seeing our wonderful faces right on the Facebook video stream as well. We try to give this show access, or you access to the show. Let me reverse that. We're going to do a flip later in the show, too, which is going to be kind of fun. But I flip that and say we want you to be able to consume this program any way possible, and that's why we're here. So thanks again to Crudy and Dom and everybody involved in the station, Fancy Brian, Luke, for the opportunities to do the show each and every week and be associated with Dame by Local and talk about local businesses and with our local businesses and business owners like Sue Peck of Evolution Financial. Sue is awesome. She's back. Before we get into any more financial talk, Sue, let's talk about your shirt.
Let's talk about the shirt.
And you got to show the people on Facebook, too, because it's pretty awesome. All right. Step forward just a little bit. Move to your left. I mean, forward. You forward. Sorry. The way you're facing. There you go. This isn't great radio, but it's good for the video. the F word is fiduciary on her back of her shirt. The back of the shirt says, "We're big fans of the F word." And in parentheses, fiduciary. Okay, I gave you the I covered the radio part now. So, Sue, talk us to us about the shirt, where you got the shirt, and kind of this network of planners that you're involved in.
Yeah, so I'm a part of the XY Planning Network. It is a nationwide group of financial planners. There are well over 1,000 of us now, and it's something, we're all independent, so it's not really, you know, something that we all plan together with. But I kind of talk about these people as colleagues. It's a great way for me to kind of network on a regular basis with other financial advisors. Everybody has their own specialty, and it's really nice to have this group of people that I can reach out to if there is something that I've never seen before, because that's how we all learn. This is, nobody has seen everything before, and it's really wonderful to have all of these really knowledgeable people that I can reach out to. So the F word, the fiduciary, means that I am legally obligated to put your interests ahead of my own. So that's how I work with every single client as a fiduciary. And it's wonderful to be able to work that way. It's one of those things that, you know, lets me look in the mirror and be proud of myself on a nightly basis and say, yes, this is how I work. You are more important in the room.
I know another thing that helps you be happy with yourself in the mirror is your haircut.
And you, which I need.
We were talking about before, you're going back to, you've had this love relationship, this very committed relationship with a stylist. You're going for a pretty lengthy drive to get the do done. But it's got to be done right.
It's got to be done right. I have, you know, everybody out there can, or a lot of people can kind of relate to this. You find that one person who just gets you. And my person, I've been going to for over 20 years up in the Twin Cities. And so on Monday, I am driving up to the Twin Cities to get a haircut or get shorn, as I refer to it. and then driving back.
Fantastic. Hey, that's building relationships. That's what it's all about, right? And you're finding that with your customers and your clients too. I wanted to ask you about this. You became involved in the station here at Devil Radio. And I know one thing was you were really supportive. You thought it had a really good place in Madison. You thought it was important for you. But you've also found a lot of like-minded businesses to collaborate with and customers, right? And
absolutely.
So it's paid off in that role. What has that done for you in order to, you know, most of the people that listen to the station are going to be like-minded people with you that you're going to jive with.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where you want to work with somebody that you're comfortable with, that you know that you can have the conversations you want to have. And I even had a conversation with somebody yesterday who had heard me on the radio, and so they wanted to come in and talk to me. Their spouse did not realize that they had heard me on the radio, and so when they started talking politics, you know, the spouse turned and said, "Oh, that you can't talk about that. That's impolite." But that's one of the things. In my office, it is a place where you can talk politics. We can have conversations around vaccines. We can have conversations around politicians and what's going on. And quite frankly, there's so much that's going on in the economy that does involve talking about politics. And it's really good to know that the people that I'm working with, if they've heard me on the radio, we can have these really good conversations without somebody getting combative about some portion of the economy and saying that it's fake news or something like that. Because what we're doing is we're talking about how the economy is going to impact your personal finances. And we don't need to have an argument about whether or not what's going on in the economy is actually real. So it's really good to have those conversations with people who are like-minded.
Sue does not like to argue. I can tell you that too. By knowing her for quite a while. Here's an interesting thing, Sue. We've got some young people starting out in the workplace. Someone that applied at Project Home just recently, they're 22 years old, and they're already thinking about 401k and things like that.
That's fantastic.
I wasn't doing that at that age. What does that do for someone starting that early?
Holy cow. The magic of compounding. It's just a fantastic thing. I, too, did not get started early enough. And then I had to do some catch-up a little bit later on in life. But it's just amazing how fast you can get ahead, even though it feels really slow when you first start out. You know, people who are in their early 20s, they start getting taking advantage of their 401k. They're getting their free money from the match from their company. And it starts really slow. You're looking at it, you're wondering when this is actually going to amount to something. And then suddenly it starts to get bigger and bigger in leaps and bounds, you know, and then you get to the point where at the end of the quarter, you're like, I just gained thousands of dollars in my account, and I did basically nothing to do that. That's amazing. And of course, the market goes up and down, so it's not always going to be like that. But it's just amazing what can happen over time, and getting started earlier makes those changes happen faster.
And quickly before we go to break, got about a minute here. There's still hope if you're a little older and you didn't get started yet, right? Still do it.
Absolutely. There's absolutely still hope. Like I said, I got started a little bit late. It requires a little bit more work, but you can still do it.
That's Sue Peck, the owner of Evolution Financial, hanging out with us in the Devil's studio today here in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, devilradio927.com. And if you haven't downloaded the self-proclaimed greatest app ever, you should. Devil Radio app. You can catch all the shows. We got a big show coming up next year as well. It's going to be Pizza Box and Crudy live for 2 hours from Maxwell Street Days. Be back after the break to tell you more.